Hi, this is Sky. This is going to be a safer work ramble. I'm just going to talk briefly about why I don't agree with No Nut November and why I will not be participating. And so if you want to do the challenge, that's great. More power to you. But I've thought a lot about why I don't agree with it, and here are my reasons. About a year ago, actually, this coming week, a really good friend of mine died unexpectedly. And at the time, and even now, really, it really shook me. We're about the same age. Well, we're. He lived in my building, so it was somebody I saw, you know, every single day. And we were just really, really great friends. And it was just so unexpected. At the time, I really did a lot of soul searching, and I decided that I wanted to find a little bit of joy in every single day. Because something that he had done that I really, really liked was that he really lived in the moment. He didn't spend so much time obsessing about the past, which can't be changed, or worrying about the future. He really lived more in the moment. He was much more happy-go-lucky than I am. And I admired that at the time. But once he died, I remember thinking how glad I was that he hadn't wasted what he did have of his life planning for some future that was never going to happen. And just really made me examine my own life. And I realized that I don't live in the moment. I didn't live in the moment. I lived in the past, you know, beating myself up or regretting, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. or planning for the future. I didn't spend any time living in the present. And the truth of the matter is, none of us have a time machine. None of us can go back and change the past. And, you know, life is unpredictable. And yes, it's great to plan for the future, but I mean, things are going to happen. Not all of us are going to live to be 90, 100 years old. You know, some of us will be in car accidents. Some of us will get illnesses. You know, you don't know. And so what I did, sort of as a tribute, not that kind of tribute, to my friend, was that I tried to take a moment every single day and just find something to be really, really grateful for every single day. And a lot of times it's looking at the sunset. Having a cup of herbal tea or a glass of wine and watching the sunset. I turn my phone off. I don't respond to messages. I won't answer the door. Like, people know, like, Sky's watching her sunset. Like, you know, and that's like, that 20 minutes is mine. And it makes me happy. And sometimes it's not a sunset because it's rainy and there's nothing to see. And so then it's a cup of tea or it's, you know, some cute memes, especially cat ones, or, you know, a quick conversation on the phone with a friend or a chapter in a good book, just something every single day that is just 15 or 20 minutes for me. And so when I heard about No Nut November, it made me think about how people are, yes, it's a challenge, but how it's all about just getting through it and just waiting till December 1st, you know, to get over it. And to me, that's about enduring and living for the future, which, you know, as morbid as it may be, not every single person on this planet, probably not every single person on Reddit is gonna make it to December 1st. You know, there's gonna be a plane crash or a car accident or a ship is gonna sink or I don't know. Like, and I'm not really trying to be morbid, I'm not, but I want people to live in the moment. And, you know, if people can do that and be happy and it's not a big sacrifice and whatever, and they're doing it because it's a fun little challenge, fine. But I guess I just don't want people to just endure for the sake of enduring for some stupid internet thing. So anyway, I was talking to a friend about it, and he actually shared with me a study from Harvard Medical School, and I'm going to link it. And it actually says that frequent ejaculation can help ward off prostate cancer. And there's two studies. One is from Harvard Medical School, which was done in, it was reported in 2003 and 2004. It was a study of almost 30,000 men. And the men who averaged 4.6 to 7 ejaculations a week were 36% less likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer before the age of 70. The men who ejaculated less than 2.3 times a week on average. And there was another study that was done in Australia as well. So I'm going to link that and you can take a look at that. So I was like, oh, okay, well, you know what? Maybe even scientifically, there's a reason that maybe no nut November isn't a good thing. I don't know, just saying. And then I actually did a little bit of research myself. I was like, I wonder where this came from and how this came about. So I found another article, which I'm going to link, and it talks about the fact that some people think it's just a, quote, weird and bizarre internet challenge, but that it actually has some roots in misogyny. So apparently, God, I hope I don't get hate mail. It has some origins in 4chan, and I'm going to link this. So however credible this source is, I actually don't know it, but it is kind of interesting. And it talks about the fact that it came about sort of as a pickup artist thing. The fact that the idea that men who didn't nut as frequently would have more testosterone and they wouldn't be beta males, quote unquote. And that there seemed to have been a trend or an idea that semen has magical properties and storing it up as much as possible would make men more attractive to women. And that it's sort of linked with our societal attitudes that masturbation is wrong and purity is good and that kind of thing. So yeah, that's kind of interesting as well. So there's that. So it's worth a look. It's worth considering. And again, if you want to do the challenge, if you want to do No Nut November, more power to you. Just don't jump on the bandwagon and suffer and just endure for the sake of doing it. Because some of us are just going to have fun. And I'm actually going to hashtag this month a fap a day. So you can join me for a fap a day. Anyway, bye.